Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm going back to where the beach is near, the beer is dear, there's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the corner, second, the whistle is gone, and smoking over is at your back. By the river's side, you can watch the tide as it flows.
Well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Gary tried to and drive it clean out over the gate. Out away. He's a piece of corn, Jesus, in the bookie shop,
I don't need... Yeah. Hello. Hello, everyone. Ronan. Hey, Ross. John. Welcome to episode... You said it was episode 11?
Episode 11. I had to go and do a check, though, because I had no idea.
It's the longest fucking dragged out show ever.
Yeah, well, I suppose we're busy men, aren't we?
Like, busy men. Brexit or something.
Where have you been? It's been 2 weeks since I've been on. A lot has happened.
Feels like more, yeah.
A lot has happened. Go straight into Tony Mack.
He was
talking the place last week.
He was talking the town, yeah. Yeah.
It was completely taken out of context, if you look at the full interview.
I think I listened to most of it earlier in the morning, all right, yeah. I'm not really sure. I'm still not really sure what point he was trying to make.
But sure. I think the article on him now was a little bit...
But they're looking for a soundbite, really, just to get a few clicks.
But then he went on talking about Hurling, like.
Did he?
He said ultimately Hurling was the worst. Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah. Really? It was like the Scooby-Doo mask, like. Hurlers. Should have known.
He said something about the Rovers first. Then he mentioned the rugby club. And then he said...
He's going to cricket club as well. Don't get me started on them boys in the race course.
Yeah, yeah. The cricket club have been taking a lot of GAA players over the years. You know?
Yeah.
If we hadn't a successful cricket club, God knows we'd have 10 Sam Maguires at this point.
My theory on it is, Tony McAnee's from Crossmilan, right? Football saved their life up there with all the British Army, helicopters on the pitch, so they don't know nothing else.
It's reverence.
Football. Then he went down to Mayo, which is probably the same, just without the Brits. And now he's in Sligo, and everyone's into so many different sports.
Yeah.
I know a fellow.
Like, what the
Dublin.
Fuck?
Well, I know a fellow down in Dublin, he can't get over like that. Everyone's into sport down here, and everyone's mad for it. But there's so many different things, and that's what I'm just saying. It's probably a bit of a culture shock for him, a bit.
That's just everyone doesn't play Gaelic.
To see what's going on, yeah. So I think he's just a bit shocked, but it was just a stupid overreaction, wasn't there? And this isn't me defending him because
it's because the results have been bad, so people are saying, you know, excuses is what it sounded like, wasn't it?
I mean, look, there's a lot of people I think that are involved in both, like, and go to both.
You would think so. You know.
But I don't think,
But we love all sports, as we said.
Yeah, we do love all sports.
How are you doing, Ronan? You were away at the weekend golfing tournament.
I was at a golfing tournament, Adrian, I was. Things didn't go too well now. Catron surrendered the Ryder Cup, our version of the Ryder Cup, to our comrades from the rest of the world. But I suppose they're picking they're picking from the whole world, and we're picking from the state in Sligo. But we surrendered. We were 3-1 up after the 4-ball matches, which is, in that event, is usually a pretty unassailable lead, but a bit of a late order collapse from. Look, I won my 2 points, so. You know.
A 3-day event? Serious.
Well, it was.
Dressed up absolute benders.
two games of golf and then one exceptional day on the beer yesterday.
Brilliant. There was a big collapse, yes, was there?
Well, yeah, look, they came
by. Did I hear someone shit the togs?
I don't think anybody shit the togs now. I'd be more. Actually, a guest of the show, probably. In fairness, it never happened like this. It came down to the very last singles match. And we, because we were holders, we needed to win that match to retain it, to make it 6-6, and they obviously need to get to 6.5. So Paddy Pearson, ex-Sligo rugby manager, all square on the last tee and off against Benny O'Reilly of New York and London Championship fame. Although he told me actually from previous conversation that he has talked out for Sligo as well. Okay. Anyway, Paddy absolutely put this thing 300 yards down the middle of the fairway.
Right.
Benny was a bit further back. Anyway, Paddy made a good par to win the fucking thing. And Hugh Wilde celebrations.
You had
you said it took you a while to get over it. You were just
for two hours afterwards. It's surprising. You would think that it wouldn't be that. I did have the saving grace that I won both my matches.
Yeah.
So you're reiterating that point again.
Yeah.
But for
Dominic said no, a great individual display, but yeah, the team let you down.
The winning
anything to say to your teammates actually?
No, I don't. Look, we've won it. This is the ninth event. We won it six times. That's our third one.
Is there a cup?
Or we've a replica of the actual Ryder Cup. Yeah. That gets, but like their captain was one Stephen Wedge Painter, and I asked him yesterday. He said it was the best day of his life.
Wow.
He pulled off a big shot. Now he was a 7-1 dog against Billy Brennan in singles and beat him 2-1. So, yeah,
very good.
That was my weekend, didn't it?
And Ross, how are you?
I'm good, Adrian. Yep. How was my weekend? Played in a 12-a-side final against Uachtarach.
Let me get my words right here. So you played 12-a-side, your third team.
Sligo's third team, yeah.
Uachtarach played
Uachtarach's first team.
In a 12-a-side.
In a Connacht J, which is eventually like a Connacht Division 5 final. It's the lowest of the low.
You should be trying to get more players onto the pitch. You surely want 7.
It was a 10-a-side previous tournament. I know what you're trying to say here without saying the word.
Not that
it'll be mixed ability and age.
Yeah, mixed ability. Is it a special or is it an all-inclusivity type game, or but is it an actual real?
No, but I think the crack is right. Uachtarach are a new team.
Yeah.
So they have to start off at the very bottom, like, you know, like they get promoted up the league, so they're only new into the newly formed rugby team. Nice. So like that was their first team. They trained together. Like they had like some handy players now. Like they had some dodgy players, but they had some handy fellas as well.
Yeah.
And we had a very, very random team.
But, there scrums in tennis, I think.
There's no pushing. So you have six forwards. So you have five front five with a number eight flittering out the back like a fish, like. And six in the back line then. So
you get into a scrum and just...
Get into the scrum and you just ball gets in. That's unreal. It was a beauty actually, yeah. But... it was a queer old shock to the system for me now. I was huffing and puffing earlier than usual, and I thought I already was going to have a stroke, so I came off, and it was something else. It was enjoyable at the end of the day, but it would have been nice if we won, but unfortunately a ball was dropped going over the line, supposedly, in the last play. So yeah. But look, that's it. Yeah.
What about you, Adrian?
I just had a nice Saturday. Just a win, yeah. Just only 2 points on the board now, Ron.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later, I suppose.
But anyways, after... So I'd arrange a bit of food for the lads after. So we got it from my favourite chipper in the whole world now these days. What's it called?
Super fast food
in Clooney. So I rang him Friday evening to order like 18 pizzas and 20 Jesus. Chips and stuff like. And he was,
win or lose, you're getting the big feet.
He was a bit sketchy with it, like this phone call. He rang me 3 times on Saturday to make sure it wasn't someone taking the piss. And then I went in to collect it, and like they were all waiting there.
Yeah,
my big man, my friend.
He's a great lad, the main guy.
Yeah.
All the school books for the first term sorted now from that order.
And thank you so much. When is your next game and all this? It's like, well, you might see me myself back in before that.
Yeah. A photo of up of you behind the bar. Shrine.
Pitch.
No, we went to Clare House and it was good crowd there. Brilliant crowd came.
Good to hear.
So
yeah.
About 50 people maybe and food and
I'd say the Super Fast went down well there now.
Everyone was very impressed with it. They're wondering, where is this from?
Did you collect the food?
So just like I did. The pizzas. Any chips and dips or just pizzas? Or?
Oh, there's chips and a bit of dip.
And did you have a bit of a secret kebab on the way to Clare House?
I didn't, no, because...
Finder's fee. Yeah. That one's for me and it's on the house.
No, because the pizzas in the front of the van, they were stacked up high. Like I was fucking shitting myself. It was like when you're driving your first time driving your baby in the car, like
looking in the mirror to see the pizza, the double mirror.
But I ordered 2 chili kebab pizzas just to see. I didn't have any for now, but I'd say someone now with a mix of Guinness and chili kebab pizza, they're going to be nothing but a tester on Sunday morning.
Yeah, that would have been great on a Sunday morning, wouldn't I think?
So super food, yeah. Get into it, lads. It's
a great spot.
Top of the pops.
I found a nice kebab joint in Galway actually. I've seen that. Yeah. Bypass Supermax, huge crowd outside Supermax, usual Galway carry on. and round the corner, literally 50 metres around the corner.
Is it Supermax Air Square or no?
Supermax Air Square. You know the usual nonsense does be going on out there. Went around the corner to Eglinton Street. Absolute diamond there. And it's called Galway Kebab House for anyone that's in Galway. Top of the notch.
Keeping an eye on that. Top notch.
I had my best meal now in a while.
Go on.
Bell and Brava there in Killarney.
Ah, yeah.
It was class. No, I heard it was good. I went out there kind of not expecting, you know. So you hear people say things are good, but...
Pizza,
yeah. It was class. Like, yeah, the husband and wife combo owned the business. He's
that's good. Wholesome food.
He's an Argentinian fella, so he's... He does his cooking well now. Supposedly, he does a very good steak, which I'm going to have to tackle the next time, but the pizza was unreal. I can't wait to go back again, to be honest.
Speaking of Killarney, if they're issuing a wee apology.
Oh.
Well, not really an apology. We're laughing about the Alpaca Park.
Yeah. Well, they're renaming the ground.
They'll have to know this.
Yeah, it's allowed, Alpaca Park.
Yeah. So we'll keep. Can you call it Alpaca Park? We'll get a petition.
We could use the ref logo. We could put that as our episode image.
Another thing. I found another chef kebab in Athleague in Roscommon. I didn't go into it now.
Oh.
But I nearly crashed the van when I seen it driving by. I was like, what?
Where's Athleague? That's Hurling Country.
That's in past Roscommon. If you're going the back road. Maybe they're a franchise.
But they are, but they aren't. But like, you know, you see a few Robertas around the place.
Are they a franchise? Or Mario's. Franchise.
Yeah, but like, they're very similar now. I'd say they just probably have their 101.
We've talked about this before, isn't it? There's an...
convention.
There's an association of Italian chippers.
Yeah. They have the National Italian Chipper Day, don't they?
Jesus. Right. big news. Big announcement.
Go on.
We're going live.
We are going live. We're not shy talking. We do shy talk at all. But
I'm that hungover, I forgot what the big announcement was.
We said that a few weeks ago and got good reaction. But people thought like we were only going to O'Connor's and doing the podcast there for
nothing wrong with going there either.
No, but they thought of course.
Yeah.
And it's not open yet.
No, I heard whispers now, but no sign.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So... Friday, 26th of November, yes. Lola Montez. We're on.
Yeah.
Now, people are asking what it is. It's going to be a panel discussion show. So it'll be, I saw a few different guests and stuff, and a bit of chat and a bit of audience participation, and good laugh.
Get a couple of our previous guests on.
Yeah.
I'd say we just have the general theme of the show and people can ask questions.
Q&A would be great, yeah.
Like even food related stuff, I think people.
Oh, yeah. And Ref is confirmed. A good friend in Mayo.
Did you say the Mac attack was said to you? He was interested.
I've been in contact now over the last couple of
weeks. Yeah, this is the next big attack, I think. So, Mac attack has.
Well, Ross, you'd have to line him up, but he's confirmed what he's
called. So, officially.
Are we doing that, the town hall segment?
The town hall, with him and Gino at the end, yeah. So people can bring their requests.
Get that in.
And see if we can get it.
We might have a couple others as well.
We will, with a few sporting ones. But the town hall, with Gino and the Mac attack, Mike McSherry, TD. That'll be good. So tickets go on sale tomorrow morning on eventbrite.ie.
Limited to 150 patrons.
Limited. And they're €10 each. They might actually come up at €11 because there's some fee on top that I didn't really understand.
Or 10% or something. 150 or something.
They're €10 each and they are limited, but I think it'll be good crack.
It's a nice time of year too, just easing into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for men to go after the beer in November there. Not quite the end of November, but you know.
The festive period, Joe.
Will it be lads only, I wonder?
Ah, no, I've had numerous female inquiries about it. Yeah. Wow. The crowd could be 50-50, you know.
Jesus.
Well, not old.
70-30, 80-20, as our listenership shows on the...
Exciting.
Yeah, a bit to be done now, but we'll get there.
There's a bit to be done, yeah.
Well, you set up a ticket site, which I thought was pretty impressive.
Looking forward to that. Right, do we go to correspondence?
We'll go correspondence.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
Okay, Mr. Burns. What's your first name?
I don't know.
Okay, a few bits in as usual, lads. Look through them. Marty, you said you have the phone there with you. So.
Yeah, okay. So some of them kind of stem back from just before last weekend, and then there's a few in again today. A lot of referee-related ones, which we'll get to that as well.
Yeah, there's been talk about referees.
Daniel Lang was in on Thursday with, after Tony's comments, two questions need answering. First one is, what sport do the lads think poses the biggest problem to the other? And the second question is, what is the biggest sport in Sligo? I suppose, he said, do soccer lose more people to Gaelic or Gaelic? You know,
I don't know, but you see it this time of year is always when teams are in club championship. You look at there's always junior soccer clubs who have no Strand are missing
loads,
Barry Manny, Niall Murphy, Aaron O'Boyle, I'm probably more think off the top of my head, Conor McDonagh, like for us. And then there's other, you know.
So we're not missing, we've known to soccer, it's just Gaelic.
Right.
So that's.
I suppose, yeah. When it gets to a county season, I suppose you couldn't play rugby and soccer. Cause
no, we've never missed someone to soccer, basketball. Yeah.
Frankie actually used to double up way back in the day, but then.
One of a kind.
Yeah, that'd be playing.
When it goes to county level then.
I don't know.
Losing players, like John Mann was a good Gaelic player.
Yeah, I'd say a couple, like, you'd imagine a couple of the players in the Rovers Academy would be good Gaelic players.
Yeah.
Like, Tony, I suppose, for like in junior soccer terms, like, we don't get the players till after the championship.
Yeah.
I think you kind of accept that in the fact that, you know, they're going to be playing Gaelic until they're knocked out of the Gaelic championship, and that's it.
So, yeah, I suppose soccer is the biggest thing is Gaelic, is it, really? Or, like, look at Aachena, they always
hook They on. Always, yeah. I suppose, but, like, I don't know, like, do you know, there was a team given out there a few weeks ago that we're missing five or six players, and like that's because of Gaelic. But I don't think you're missing five or six players because of Gaelic. You know, at the start of the season,
yeah, exactly.
If you sign that, you know, we have a couple of Gaelic players,
yeah,
on the basis that you can't, like, you're going to be like, you could be 6 weeks, like the Strand lads, just say, hypothetically, you get to the final, they're going to be missing for a good two and a half months of a 7 month season, you know. So, I don't know.
We usually, this year now, a lot more lads seem to go back because there was no sport for ages, so a lot of lads were back playing that wouldn't have played. So there was a good few lads there, but usually it would be just probably maybe about five fellas, but a bit more this year.
I don't think you can answer the other question either. There's no, how do you gauge it, like, the other bit of that?
Oh, the biggest sport in Sligo?
Yeah.
The biggest sport in Sligo was soccer.
In the whole county?
Yeah. Well, definitely in the town, obviously, it's soccer.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. It's hard to...
Who'd be more senior players, soccer or Gaelic? It'd be Gaelic, surely.
It probably would be Gaelic. Gaelic would have more players playing.
Because they're junior, two, second team, third team. It's a good chance, but if you look at the cool camp in every club
around
the year, it's ridiculous.
Oh, it's outrageous, yeah. No, the work that
some probably use as a fucking babysitting service for a week.
Which is fair enough, too. But no, if you see the work that the GAA does with young kids... Now, I think soccer clubs are starting to catch up. Like, I do my nieces and nephews... Or would be at Strandwell.
And you see the
stuff that they're doing from 4 to 5.
It's great, it's good. On a Saturday down there,
But definitely the work underage that the GAA does is.
It's good, yeah. But, look, it is soccer. Yeah, I don't know what the answer Town, obviously, is soccer, yeah. But.
Yeah, well, certainly when you go out the country, it is Gaelic. Like, there's no soccer. There's only Enniscrone that are playing Gaelic. When you turn right in Ballester, it's only Enniscrone that are playing soccer. There's five Gaelic clubs that way. Do you know?
Okay. I don't know if that answers anything.
Geographically. depending where you are geographically.
There, but sure luck.
A lot of effort going into the answers today. Yeah, well, fuck, that'll do, yeah.
Right, Edo, in light of Kildare's recent result, do you think Tony McEntee is looking over his shoulder at you? You specifically. You and Enda, I suppose, that. But you have to be a duo for that. Yeah. And that's why he did the now famous interview.
Yeah, like, I do be like him, like Homer, when Flanders is on the thing. Like, Tony, no. Who fucking sent that?
Right, and then there's a few...
Let me get to cricket next year, cricket coaching.
Coaching cricket?
Yeah. I have a lot of experience there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I played in the first ever inter-varsities, as I've mentioned many a time.
True enough. Right, we're on to today's ones. A lot of refereeing related ones, I suppose. We'll probably talk about it in soccer.
A good one here. We start with this one, actually. Because I have actually a good story with it. Show ponies. with all the recent talk regarding the Sligo Leitrim refs, what are the lads' favourite referee stories from their own sports? I think we kind of had one of this before, maybe last year, but...
Kaka, was it? With the referee.
So I think I told this before, but there was a referee. Doesn't really ref. He does underage now. He actually linesman won the senior games last week at the weekend, I think. But the new, was it a fist pass rule? A new rule came into GAA. This was in 2008. I don't know what rule it was. And he came into our dressing room before the game to explain it to us. And the lads jocked him. When he was talking, everything, shorts and all off, for fuck's sake, in the middle of the. That's my favourite referee story.
I remember we were playing as under 18 with some fella reffing, and I don't think it was his first time reffing rugby. He was ref Gaelic like before, and there was a fight, and he came in and like mauled the fella who was getting hit like to the ground, like bear pressed him to the ground, like.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I'm protecting you, like full on, like just came in and like bear hugged him to the ground, like to protect him, like. And we were all here, like, what the fuck is that? I always remember that now. Actually, that was unbelievable. Keeney was playing in the match. Actually, see if he remembered.
I remember once, a ref way back. I was very young at the time, but a ref he used to ref both Gaelic and soccer. There's a couple of refs that actually do that. But we were playing a soccer match out in, I think it was, it might have been out in Bonanad maybe, Ballymore. But the ref went to throw in, you know, the old hot ball and when they were threw the fucking thing up in the air. And called it a hot ball as well. So, actually, yeah, as a follow-up to that one, actually, there, next one from Shady McGee. How much would it take to get any of you to referee a Sligo Leitrim soccer game?
Never.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for, well, I suppose.
No, I do, I would.
Charity. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. There is a figure there.
I definitely would do it for a friend.
I wouldn't, yeah. No.
Physically wouldn't be able to.
I wouldn't referee a Gaelic match for that matter either, though.
No way. No, it does, yeah, nothing, yeah, no way. Or, yeah.
I've refed rugby before, and I'm very easily influenced. Like, if a team's nice to me, I'm very nice, and it's to get
I
my
refereed,
shit.
Sligo IT Freshers versus Sligo Miners Challenge game. This is now... Jesus. It's definitely 15, could be 14, 13 years or whatever, but anyways... But some fella, you know, and the minor team said something smart to me, like, and I just lost out of him, like, I threatened him nearly or something, like, so I couldn't ref. But I found it very hard as well, I kept running, but I forgot to whistle in my mouth, so I was panting when I was running, like, and the whistles are blowing, and they kept stopping, and they cracked up on me, like, stop doing that, stop. Oh, sorry, guys.
No, stop blowing the whistle.
it's thankless, isn't it?
Yeah, and even, like... It's just, yeah, I find it hard to believe that people actually do it. But in fairness, it's a big problem, I think, actually, in Gaelic and football.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what it's like in rugby, but trying to get referees is a huge, huge problem. Is,
yeah. So what was the crack at the weekend? It was matches were postponed or called off because there wasn't.
Right? Yeah, we'll probably
touch that later on.
Yeah.
What else have we got here?
There's a worst ref in junior football question, past or present.
It'd be unfair to single out people,
I suppose, yeah. It's been a few bad... Look, I think when we're getting to junior soccer, it's, as we just said, it's a terrible job, but they're actually trying to do the three... You're trying to be a linesman from...
Well, that's the offside is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, yeah. Like, it's just... It really... And, like, again, there's not enough officials to have linesmen, and obviously the costs go up, so clubs probably, you know... I know we'd find it hard anyway. But it is so hard to manage... Like, it's hard to judge an offside if you're a linesman. Never mind if you're a referee standing 20 yards away when a ball quickly goes over the top. Like, you know, I don't know how they judge it. Like, it's,
they don't really. They just throw the hand up.
You kind of know by the shout sometimes, I think. And then if you get one wrong, you can see when it's wrong, I think, by the reaction. But yeah,
straight away.
I wouldn't say, look, there's some good refs out there, there's some bad refs out there. But I'd never single anyone out for doing that job.
No, yeah. No, we won't. It's not nice to
know. More for pub talk.
Yeah. That's really it, lads, I think. Was there a few questions last week that come in? Or no, they were done.
Where were we?
That's ages ago. Where were we? I think we will have to get back into a more of a routine, though.
We will, yeah. We were back. What, we were going to do one of this last week, and we didn't for some reason.
We all got busy then.
Oh, I forgot it again.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's it.
I think there was a couple of questions we might have missed at the last one.
I think we definitely did,
yeah.
Did we?
There was, when did we last record?
The Wednesday, 2 weeks ago. So it would have been 3 weeks coming this Wednesday. I'm talking modern weight.
Oh yes, we're on a podcast. Sorry, there's one here. I don't think we got Mark Wanton in a question. Just
it out. Come on, get on with it.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm holding up the whole show here. Right, with the mention of Tig Brute Power on the last episode, I can't remember that. Who are the strongest pound-for-pound sports people in recent Sligo history?
I never seen that before.
Relative to the sport that they play. Yeah, it's on the last show, but it would have been after we recorded.
Sit it out there again?
With the mention of Tig...
Tig Power, back playing with us,
yeah. Yeah, all right, yeah, he's calling him Tig Brute Power, which yeah. Would you like? Who are the strongest pound-for-pound sports people in recent Sligo history?
I think Tom Gormley won Killarney's strongest man there a couple of years in a row, so we would put him into the mixer.
Where's the plan? Does that take place in a pack of park?
It must do, yeah. That'd be a good crack now, actually. Imagine.
Killarney's strongest
that's a good idea for a fundraiser, isn't it?
Wouldn't it be, yeah.
Sean Flannery was a strong man.
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah.
Strong man, Jesus, yeah.
He probably got stronger since he stopped playing, though.
Yeah.
I watched, you know, they had a match there for the opening of McShane.
Yeah, yeah.
Alex, some of his play was unreal now. But him himself, like, he's just still... You know, his first touch, but he's a big, strong...
He's a big man now, yeah. Man. We played a charity game in the showgrounds there 2 years ago. But me and Bruce, we were centre-back for a team, but They played a three-man forward strike force against us. It was Flannery, Gino, and fucking Glenn Shannon.
It's like a WWE.
Seen them coming.
Good night. How many did they score?
One all to finish. He scored best goal I've ever scored. It's in the paper and all with the celebration fucking thing. I was fucking cracker. To equalise and brought up the penalties and they missed the penalty then.
Sorry. It's only a charity match. Ross, anyone there you can think of pound for pound, I suppose? Tano.
Big Tano now. Well, not Big Tano anymore.
No.
Flying it now.
Strong man though.
Since he left us.
Big the calves. The big calves on him now. Basketballs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does pound for pound really mean?
Like strength versus like, size, yeah. Isn't it? Like,
Sorry, no, it's a question.
I suppose if it goes pound for pound, you're probably thinking of a small guy who...
Pearson's a strong enough man now for
Pearson's a strong man, yeah. You want to see when he connects with a golf ball. We're actually saying with Pearson, if he picked up darts next week, I'd say he'd be throwing 180s in about a week.
A wild man,
one
now.
Of them disgusting humans that's just good at everything they do, yeah.
There's a few of them, isn't there?
Who would even go to soccer, though, actually?
Is Ryan Feely any good at soccer, I wonder? I
don't know.
It doesn't seem to translate, rugby and soccer.
No.
Not like
there's not really, there isn't. There's like, no, what is it, the coordination?
You were a handy soccer player. Right?
Not even on the PlayStation, I wasn't.
yeah, that's what it is.
What was the time?
There was a second part to that question.
Was there?
Yeah, go on, Ross.
No, I was just saying, though, remember the time we had the FIFA, our FIFA team, trading Lukaku?
Jeez, we put in a lot of fucking effort into that. It's only about 3 years ago as well.
What do you have, man?
Explained,
playing FIFA like career mode.
Oh, sorry.
Two were playing together like, but
yeah.
We got very into it.
Playing a lot.
Game
a lot. Clocking up a lot of minutes, yeah.
A lot.
And then, I don't know, the challenges that we didn't really understand, and then I did a challenge that you swap your card, so swapped a heap of our good players. No, you did it as well, yeah.
Lost the whole team.
I got this, like,
I don't get this.
I got Lukaku as a centre-back. Yeah.
I end up, you do these challenges, but I thought you just make a team that... But I didn't know you had to trade your players.
Yeah, yeah.
So I traded their whole fucking team. Harry Kane has scored like 450 goals or something.
To get like a six-match Michael Owen.
No, it's Laurent Blanc on loan for six games.
I was like, what the fuck? Where have the players gone?
Oh,
I don't know, we stopped playing it. It was the end of it, wasn't it?
We just couldn't go back to it again after that.
What is the thing about buying cards? Is that you buying players?
You do these challenges like that you trade players for certain... Like you might have to have four English
Are you paying
players.
Money for this?
You can do, yeah. We did the odd time, but it's ultimate team. So you pick, you buy players like, and you any player in the world like, and you're playing for this online.
Yeah.
There's a league at the weekend that, but
and you get rewards like you get,
like they've all go icon players. Okay. So Pele and all the boys are in it, like and
everything. So anyway, just to finish up that question, he was up. Mark Ryan was also looking for a ranking of taco chips, garlic cheese, curry cheese or like bacon coleslaw. So I suppose top three top chips.
Rank the chips. Curry cheese coleslaw from Happy Eater is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not a huge coleslaw person, but
no,
I enjoy a curry cheese bacon. Yeah, it's not huge.
Jesus. I like the coleslaw. It's really coming down out there.
I hope Marie's back.
Looks like it's clearing up.
Looks like Red Ted.
I'm not a huge taco man, no.
I enjoy a taco now. Yeah. A good taco, yeah. A good taco. It's hard to get a fresh taco, though, it's the only thing.
No one really eats garlic cheese chip anymore, do they?
No, I used to, Jesus, like, whatever about being hungover, if you eat them last thing, good night.
Yeah, they were stink the next day. Yeah. No. Ross, you're back.
Your window's open.
You're kidding me.
Oh,
fuck.
Okay, that'll be the end of the correspondence. Those windows open. It's right. Absolutely pouring rain.
In thunderstorm out there. Anyways, right, I can click it from the balcony. Right, we'll come back with, we'll go G first.
Chance here for Jesse Sloan. Can he score? Yes! Sligo!
Okay, quick crack of the GAA. The group stages are finished in the club championship, so we know the... I'm just getting a result here. Yeah, we know who'll be playing each other in the semi-finals and in the relegation, so I'll just go through the results, will I?
Go over it.
I'm seeing your Killarney's game was postponed to Tour de Strand, so the death in Tour de Strand. But also in Group 2 that day, Drumcliffe bet Shamrock Hills by a point, 13 points to 1-9. That sends them through. Injury time point, a draw would have sent Shamrock Hills through.
Jesus.
So it's a big swing there. And then in Group 1, Cawley 2-8, Kerry 2-20, Loughmurph. Mert. Mert.
Yeah, disappointing.
Brian Hines very upset now.
Kulara 3:15, Tubber Curry 13 points. So ourselves and Curry are through there. Was he at it, was he?
I don't know if he was at it, but he was definitely at it if you get me. Oh,
I do get you. So that leaves it with Kulara and Drumcliffe in the semi-final and Tour Lestrand and Curry. A South Sligo South battle Sligo. Royale.
Well, they bring them to the park, well.
Played in Tubber, they should.
Played in Tubber. Played in.
Yeah, they'll both be in the park. Played in Charleston, yeah. Fair enough. Don't know why, but they'll play. Yeah, they're both iron the park, I believe. Then intermediate, that was all on yesterday. Intermediate was, let me see, Enniscrone 1-9, Melosh 2-16. So they topped that group. That's group one. And there's group one score missing, is there? Sorry, lads, this isn't very professional of me. But in group two, anyways, Castle Connor 7 points, Bunladdin 3-10. And Iski 1-12, Ballymote, Round Towers 7 points. So that leaves you with Iski and St. Fernan's.
Derby,
yeah. Right, that should be an Enniscrone.
Play that, yeah. Our
Dunmore and Strand.
Ballina, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm moving them all out of the county.
That'll be a tasty one now. And then it's Melosh and Ballymote. Yeah, that'll be tasty now because there was some with hurling up there with Fernan's and Iski a few years
that's
ago.
That's right, yeah.
So no love lost there.
No, and they used to pair up when we were younger for championships and stuff like that.
The Sea Blues.
Who would you have as favourites there in the All Intermediate? Grangers was.
Yeah, Melosh.
Yeah.
In my opinion, not by a mile, but.
Yeah, they'd be the favourites, right?
I would think they are.
Iski, you've been impressive this year, though.
They have, yeah, they're very fun, but I would think Melosh are a senior team.
I called them my dark horse early doors.
Iski? Yeah, for Sea Blues, yeah.
Would you expect them to beat Fernan's, you would?
I don't know. Fernan's are good as well, actually, sorry. We shouldn't. They could be pinning this to the dressing room wall now. Yeah.
That fella from the Sligo Way podcast.
That bollocks. I don't know. Yeah, look, probably Melosh. Do an easier semi final, I would think. But we'll see. Then, yeah, senior then. Between
who do you fancy now? In the senior
between looking, probably a repeat of last year's final. So it's hard to look past Tour de Strand again, though. So, yeah, exciting times the next few weeks.
How's the old Junior B shaping up?
Clara actually played Drumcliffe yesterday.
I heard. Jason East was a very tired man last night.
Was he?
Very tired now.
Did they win?
They won, yeah, by a point.
By a point, yeah.
Dramatic enough.
Corey got beaten in the Junior B as well, I think.
Did they? Like,
they did, yeah.
Tubber, I think, yeah.
Gary Golden said they threw it away now. He thought they had it. And there was a late collapse,
who
Golden said.
We'll play for Corey's junior team, like?
Gary Golden.
It was also, I have numerous pictures of Gary Golden and Foley's yesterday, early doors. So.
Yeah, he played for us on Saturday. as well, so he played a few codes over the weekend. a man for all the codes.
I know all the fans have come back to Ireland. How was he saying?
Sorry, Gary Golan, another great man around town. Another great town.
He's a real man about town, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the Peter Meehan, Gary Golan political ticket. Both one and two.
Actually, we'll have them on the night of ours. They could be ushers or something.
Yeah.
That day he was telling us he was been collected to go on a boat.
Gary.
Out to some island.
Never made it back that easy. Oh.
Who was tagging him in a St. John's Twitter or something wearing the ref jersey, was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Some bad referee or something, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think they were trying to get him to be a junior soccer ref there at the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it looked like he was actually wearing a
Gaelic. He was actually wearing a Gaelic ref jersey in Foley. So. Oh,
did Foley? Yeah. I know we were talking about refs earlier, but did it still do the thing in Gaelic where a club has to have a nominated referee? That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, there is, yeah. Every club has to have a referee, yeah.
At least one.
Yeah, there's two in our club now, but one of them's only about 22, in fairness.
But there'd be a crazy amount of Gaelic games played.
Oh, there's nuts with all the underage, yeah. I wouldn't say they're running with a referee. A linesman berated me at the weekend.
I heard, yeah, you were. There were up to antics on the sideline, I heard.
Puffing the chest out again. No, were you puffing the chest out, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Who could you be puffing the chest out? You winning by 15 points.
I wasn't. One of our fellas got injured, and he couldn't play on. He just go down to get the physio on. He goes, no, you told him go down, there's nothing wrong with him. And then I lost the plot.
Did they have a technical area in Gaelic? Do you have to stay within somewhere?
Don't. I think a few things. I think there is in Crow Park, kind of. I know it's not maybe not marked out, but.
You never see them stray too far from them two positions.
No, there's no one loading the pitch now. It used to be a Mare Fernier or whatever, the runner, that's gone.
Oh, so that's what the water breaks.
Well, I suppose the water breaks are there for that.
They're still processing with them there.
Yeah, sure. It's four quarters now of the game. There's nothing. It's not even a water break. It's a fucking tactical fucking thing. Like it's. I don't know. I don't really agree with them. But the one thing they've done, they've shortened half times with it. And not consciously, maybe, but people are less to chat about because you're only 10 minutes.
Ten minutes ago, you're having a chat.
So, yeah, I don't know. But if they stop the water breaks, they'd have to bring the Werfernian back in, I'd say, the runner.
So, sorry, intermediate, is that same again as senior?
I think they're going to be two doubleheaders, so it could be an intermediate semi and a senior semi on the Saturday and then the same on the Sunday. I believe they're all in the park. I don't know if there are any.
Then how long to the final then?
Two weeks again, I think. I think it's on the bank hall the weekend.
What about Junior A? How's that shaping up?
Yeah, that'll be good. It's Mary's won their thing game yesterday, didn't they?
That was the playoff game.
The playoff against Shamrock Hills. So Mary's go and play. They won 2-14 to 10 points, a good win. So they go and play St. Pat's now, who would probably be the favourites, and Omer Gales and St. Michael's will be a good game. That's the other semi final.
Michael's pulled it out of the fire against the Grange intermediate team there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it'll be a tasty one now.
That's a proper derby too.
Omer Gales, Michael's, yeah?
Yeah.
And it'll be good. I suppose we touched on the relegation semis are as well.
This weekend.
Just give you a rundown. I must mistake. It's Samalash and Bunnanadden in the intermediate semi final. I said Ballymote. Apologise to all the bunnies out there.
And they team up underage now, so you're not that.
They do, it's wild. And then they were playing each other the next night or something, wasn't it?
Relegation.
Yeah, well, the relegation is Tubber versus Killarney and Cawley versus Giva. Like, Cawley were away and they were fucking thing. So it's, the groups are good like that. But
so, When's them games?
2 weeks. The same 2 weeks as well. Semi-finals are on.
One gets relegated, is it?
Yeah, Tubber Killarney be a tight game. Who'll win that one? No. Cawley, Giva. Telling you,
Giva. I've said
they're not going down.
Giva aren't going down.
No,
he's calling it.
You said they had. They said that you said they had a punch in them, all right?
They'll catch. I just feel they'll catch someone. We'll see.
We'll see.
I'll eat my hat.
running out of chances to catch someone now. So.
This is it, literally.
Pre-season friendly next year.
Fucking told you. But yeah, that's the club. Really, we touched on Tony Mack earlier.
I don't think we've done a podcast since the All-Ireland final, have we?
What was our ref calling us there earlier? Show ponies, was it? What was that about?
I don't know what he's up to. I don't know.
He's still sick about them bottling the final up at the Crow Park.
Do you reckon the bottle it, yeah?
I didn't bottle it. They're just... Yeah. Like, I mean... No, of all the ones, usually you feel sympathy for them after an All Ireland final.
There was none this
time. None this time.
The sense of fucking entitlement with their supporters in the last few weeks when
you're
looking for a public inquiry. Like, it's a football, my own football team in Ireland. Look for a public.
They're nearly a professional team, like, you're going to come under scrutiny. But I would have put a bit of fault on the sideline now. I thought they weren't quick enough to change what they were doing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of questions about James Horn in that. I know. Ended. It does beyond what our ref had.
He had a good go at it. Yeah. Yeah. It was good.
What did I say about me? That's a spicy episode of that. He loves calling me spicy.
Yeah, spicy. Yeah. So you got some grief over there. There'll be a civil war up there yet.
Yeah. Which I'd say it's one of them things. It's like the Kerry manager. She can, unless you win in All Ireland.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
So there'll be no one 69 on the streets of Swinford this year.
Oh, poor old.
It was an image that was in my head far too much than it should have been. I can see the alleyway.
look, they might win. And the last player at the starting 15 died.
Yeah, but it's a sub left, isn't there? Someone said, but it certainly doesn't matter. Shite. <It's a sub.
laughs>
RIP.
RIP is right.
I kind of hope they would win one for that fella. You know, just so he didn't die thinking there was a. No, I don't actually mean that sincerely.
I think he lived down in Kerry because I seen a photo of him today with him. He's a fit man.
94.
I did actually see a picture. I saw the picture as well. Fucking hell. Yeah. Jesus, you'd be ridiculous. Fucking happy out to be like that.
Did you see the photo on Twitter, your man? Do you follow Ryan? No, the Man United did not like. No.
Not Bashy, no.
No, he's another fella. This fella's loose now, but.
Bashy's enough. Yeah, but his spot of butter these days.
They reckon they found this like a 300-year-old woman in Pakistan, like still alive. Like,
I'd seen that. I
didn't see that.
300, like
just hiding out for the last 174 years.
What? She must be just bored off her fucking head. Like, She couldn't be 300.
No, they reckon. I've seen responses to that. People saying that that's how they aged in that part of Pakistan. Which
it's bad aging. She was half kind of. Her skin went like white. A turtle. Or something. And then a turtle.
Sort of that kind of, you know.
Well, that's the GA bit, lads. McAtee, as I said, I think it's taken out of context a bit, but. Look.
It'll be used as a shtick against him extra now, won't it?
Probably will, yeah. Sligo, I think they're doing a bit in the gym at the minute, so.
Yeah, they're meeting in the next couple of weeks now.
I'd say it was, yeah, I know they're all at the game, so yeah. They'll be but getting players
no,
in.
No, the actual CCC.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's on the.
Sorry, what's that?
The structure, we'll know the structure in the next.
Of the format of the championship.
Few weeks, which is going to be a big, be the biggest change in GAA history if the.
It looks like, it seems like there's a swell of support for it now. Certainly Tony McEntee seems to think that that's the way it should go.
I think it'll go, yeah, whatever way, yeah. Well, it's hard to get the old boys to change ways, though.
The provincial councils, like, they have so much control, they'll have nothing really then.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know what I was listening to the other day, but someone said that, you know, if you're running off your provincial championships there in about March, you know, people won't have seen games.
Well, that's it, I heard that as well, I know where that was.
Off the ball as well.
People be fucking definitely hungry for games. But even if you could feed it in that there is some reward that, right, running off a match, but you still can get in a back way into the senior chat or in the senior chat or whatever through it.
It seemed like what they were proposing there, I don't know if this is actually one of the proposals, is that it would be like the old four divisions and four would go through in Division 1, 2, 2, 1 or something
that's
like that.
That's what used to do in the league. They used to the top league. Four in Division 1, then there was three from Division 2. No.
2-1-1, I think
it was. 2-1. Yeah. It was good, like. But yeah, we'll see. That's.
But you could probably feed more teams in that. You know what I mean? Like, you could probably bring it to a last 12.
Yeah.
You know, there's definite room for. They need to rip it up anyway, I think.
It has to, yeah. That's good, lads. Okay. We'll come back. Ross, you have a load of rubble. You'll come back with that.
He's made 5, 6, 7 yards. The great bullock of a man, this fella.
Zinzan Brook. rugby, Ross. How are you?
Oh, I'm not bloody great.
Yeah, since the last time we talked, you had a heartbreaking defeat.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. Like, we just didn't get going, really. I suppose the occasion got to us a little bit. We're down 10-0 at halftime. Just kind of every mistake we could have made in the first half, we made it. Like, and we made a few breaks, couldn't finish them off, and just giving away penalties. And, you know, we're kind of just did a lot of uncharacteristic things and tried to force it a little bit. Corinthians just came there all, you know, for them. They were pretty up for just denying us the trophy. And
they might have another reason to be up for it against you, though.
Yeah, they will. They would. what can you say?
Was that the first game since, actually?
No, we played them. So we lost them. We lost them. That's the last time we played them there as well, yeah. So they were fired up from it.
But you got in it back in the league.
We got back in the game. We played better in the second half, and like we did play a lot better in the second half, and we got back to we scored 16 points in the second half, and with 1 minute to go, we got a penalty from probably near the halfway line, close to 15 in, like really really tough kick. I didn't think we'd get it. You know, it was at the absolute top of Ewan's range, and he nailed it. So I thought that was it. We've done it. We've got out of jail. There was a minute left to go then. They kicked it off to us, we dropped it on from the restart, then they recycled the ball, went wide with it to a winger, and he was a little short winger, and two of our big fours just went in, and one fella tackled him, other fella came in, drove him into touch, referee put up the arm, said it was a high tackle, and then they got a penalty and kicked it over and won the game. But it was a tough one to give. Like, you wouldn't see them giving a lot in the amateur game. Like, you'd see maybe a TMO would call it in saying that the arm started down and went up around the neck. But look, we weren't good enough on the day. That was
if you won, you would have won the Connacht League.
Would have won the Connacht League.
Who won that? So
Ballina won it.
Oh,
yeah. So it was their first time in 20 odd years. They won it then as a result of that. So they were pretty happy. We would have been into a Bateman semi final as well, which would have been a nice day for the club. Good fundraiser. So
such is life.
Such is life now. Our coach has finally landed into the country through immigration via the thanks of Mark McSharry.
Go on the McIntyre.
And a boy, Matt. He did that there now. He did that big favour for us before he pulled sticks. So
Going to that, actually.
I think Josh is actually going canvassing for him now next year. But
so where's he living?
He is.
No, you don't have to get the home address. Right?
he's in town now. His missus is actually here on the 10th. She's moving over, his missus and his boy.
All right, and is he? He's never been here before, no.
He was here before, actually. Oh, he played for Wanderers, actually, who were playing this weekend. He played for them for a season when he was 21, 22.
Oh, this won't be a big culture shock. It's all for him.
No, no, he knows the crack, knows what it's like. Yeah. Lived there before, like, so. He's here now, another couple of weeks under his belt with the team. So I suppose it's a bit of a cliche, but like, if we had won that match, we probably would have thought we were far further along than where we were. But having lost that match now, we've been really critical about some of the things that we haven't been doing well and some of the things that we need to improve on. So, you know, that's the positive to take out of it, that we'll have a few things fixed for Wanderers. Now, they're coming here this weekend. Heavily fancied Wanderers side is all the talk from every other club I go to and anyone I talk to, that they're one to watch this year, so it'll be a good benchmark for us to let us know where we're at. Meant to have a massive pack, so we'll see. Looking forward to it now. Teams don't like coming down to Sligo anyways.
So that's the first round of the AIL this weekend, Saturday.
Yeah, first round of the AIL. So good, what stuff has happened? Huber Kilvary made the bench for the Connacht senior team, so yeah. That was nice for him now after the under-20s, not making that. I think he was pretty good at it, but it just goes to show you sport can come about pretty quickly if you keep the head down, keep working hard. So it was a nice reward for him. And that's pretty much it from the old rugby review.
Did he get game time?
Didn't get any game time, but it would have been a good experience for him. There's four professional scrum halves now in Connacht, like, so I think that the second and third fella had a few niggles, so he's brought there. But
what's that competition?
It's the URC. It's the new Champions. Sexy rugby competition.
It's proper now.
Pardon?
They're not in it yet, are they?
Who? No,
they're
not started.
Playing games for a few weeks.
No, it started, yeah. Started
no, but if the South Africans...
South Africans are playing last weekend, yeah.
Leinster
played the Bulls, yeah. Bet the Bulls.
The weekend slipped by me.
But it's randomly enough, like, it's this Rock Enterprises that run it and own it. It's Jay-Z's sports management company are behind it. So, like, they are bringing the razzmatazz and the kind of the gamemanship to it. Like, you can see that even the scoreboards and that are very American sports style. And
so this is... serious now. This is
started already now. Yeah,
Jay-Z's always been a big rugby man.
Jay-Z, yeah.
he played flanker, I think.
I think it was Ballyhawna's rugby club. As I said before, not the rugby clubs, me all would be surprised. You know, I think it's pure GAA mad.
In that little middle town.
Yeah.
It was actually randomly. The Claremorris Colts.
Oh.
Yeah. They're actually in the same division, I think, as our Seagulls.
Jesus. So the Ballyhonest Bushwhackers. Yeah.
Actually, I stayed in Ballina Saturday night and went and watched Ballina Seconds play at Corrib. And there was a few stout men playing for Corrib.
Where is their home pitch?
Rolling off, like... It's
not in the city, is it? Like?
No, it's not. It's outside of it. Remember me and Heinz were playing before for the Sligo Seniors. We were playing against them and the game finished a draw. Yeah. And the referee had to drive off and get his book to see what to do next. Yeah, true story. Yeah, so it went to extra time. And Heinz, he actually kicked a winning penalty for the... Jesus. Yeah, shout out to BH, the Carb Slayer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the rugby. Hello to all our friends in Uachtaráid Rugby Club as well. And best wishes
Bastards.
For the season. Okay. Football, as we talked about, Mert. We're back. Okay, Mert, it's been a busy time since we've last talked about football here.
Yeah, it's been a lot has gone on, actually. Yeah, it seems like ages ago.
Start with the Rovers. It was three home games since we were chat.
Yeah, so I suppose that week of started off. I think we actually recorded on Thursday. We played Pats on the Friday. Brilliant win on the Friday. Hugely energised crowd. It was the first time there was 50% capacity. Great atmosphere there. Yeah, whole crowd to the ground was great. Then they followed up with their home to Dundalk with a 2-1 win at home on the Tuesday. Probably more of a flatter performance that day from memory. In fact, the whole ground was a bit flat. It was a horrible Tuesday night. But
what was his rank?
They got the win, and I think I had said here that I would have been happy with 4 or 5 points out of 9. And
six.
So that was 6. And then you're looking, there was a big game against Shams on Saturday. Like, there wasn't much in the Shams game. Like, Shams were the better team. They were kind of probably a better team by a bit and just looked more clinical. But again, like, the goal they scored, I don't think they had any other really good chances. You know, they had a couple of half chances. Now, your man Gaffney was very good in the second half. But yeah, you're still kind of coming out of that, them three games, 6 points out of nine. Everything's
you said you would have took six before, but when you have the six after the first two,
it's always a bit more, yeah. It's always a bit of a disappointment, yeah. And then, you know, because of Shams as well, and there was a good crowd.
Did they bring
there.
Many with them? I didn't see that game.
It's all out there. They were given 10% capacity.
200 tickets.
200 tickets, yeah.
Did they behave themselves?
They did. They let off a couple of flares, but sure. No major issue with that. I let one off myself in Galway years ago, so.
Jesus.
Who am I to judge? It's a video on YouTube, actually.
Yeah. Flares.
Have I ever told this story?
No.
So we went there, this is about 2007 or 2008. And
a good year for the flare.
A good few, like there was myself, Barrick, Brian Kenny, loads of, there was five or six of them who went down on the beer in Galway. And there was a good outdoor shop down the Keynes in Galway. Yeah. So went down, I'm wearing a Rover scarf, Barrick's probably wearing a jersey, the lads are wearing jerseys, whatever. So we went into the shop and I was like, can I get two flares, please? And your man just looked at me and he goes, I'm not supposed to give out flares to people that are going to the football. And I says, oh no, yeah, we're going to the football tonight, but we've a boat rented tomorrow, we're heading out fishing. Your man just said, make sure you get two flares. He's like, right, he goes, what do you want? I was like, ending red, please. And that was how you got a flare. Like,
boat rented out tomorrow.
Oh, all right. I was like in South Park, remember they get to buy the toilet paper. Remember they're going toilet paper in people's house and they're buying the thing and your man's like, the checkout fella's like, toilet paper? Toilet paper? Toilet paper? Ah, toilet paper. And then he was like, what's the chewing gum through? Hey, what are you doing with that chewing gum?
Yeah,
it's an outdoor pursuit
what
shop.
What are we talking about? Rovers.
Would you get a flaring call in the wild? So
I don't know. I've never asked in there actually. I've never looked for one locally, but yeah, Rovers went 1-0 up I set off the flare and got kicked out.
Kicked out?
Yeah, your man nearly arrested
me. And how do you set off a flare? Is it just a screw at the top? Is there something?
It's fired now with the power that it comes out of it. So you just pull the yoke.
Right.
And it just goes. So I had it up for about 10 seconds.
And gone.
Gone. Your man kicked me out. And the guard goes, what's your name? And like, usually you're giving a fake name So I gave him my real name. And he goes, right. He goes, if you leave the ground now, he goes, I won't get you barred from all League of Ireland grounds. I was like, what? Yeah, I said, this is a bit much. So I gave him the real name, but he was really, he goes, I need to see your ID. And I had no ID on me at the time. And he goes, unless you can produce ID now, he goes, I'm arrested now. He's like, oh. Anyway, I had no student card that sufficed anyway. So he thought I was going to fake name. So he goes, whatever. He goes, do not come back to this ground. So I just walked up the far side and watched the end from the other side. But yeah, Rovers won 2-0. That's years ago now.
So, yeah, so the chance at this point, and then I suppose Dundalk,
yeah. Look, I suppose, you haven't mentioned my Ryder Cup exploits, I didn't actually see the game, but just from following the usual Rovers fans that you'd see, and you kind of know from the result anyway, 4-1 away. Buckley and Bulger were missing, I think they were missed badly. But it's just, you kind of thought they'd turn the corner, but it's like they wanted to give this third place away. Mm. Like, there was great results again, except for Derry winning. The other results were brilliant for Rovers. Bowes drew, I think. And and even the cup draw, Bowes and Pats both got home draws. So like, you kind of hope that they get to the final and then you're safe.
I want to look at it because
just need to kind of like, they have two very winnable games at home coming up now. With they have Longford at home and Waterford this weekend, and then Longford the week after. So
needs to be 6 points there.
Needs to be 6 points. Needs to be. But if you get them 6 points, you're just edging it. No team's going to go on a big run. No. You know, between Derry and Bowes. They're going to draw points. So if you get them two wins, you might only be looking at another three wins out of the last six or seven games to get you there, you know.
Yeah. Very good. We'll switch to junior soccer.
Junior soccer, yeah. So
the referee crisis.
Yeah, oh, unfortunately.
So no games in Sligo this weekend.
Last weekend, yeah. So we were playing at Manor the week before. This is the first I had heard about it now that I think there was an issue. As far as I'm aware, I don't know the full ins and outs of it, but there's been issues at local level between the local branch and I think whoever runs the actual referees with the FAI.
Okay.
I don't know the ins and outs of it. I think obviously if the branch felt that they needed to go on a strike.
Is it money like or something?
No, it's not money. No, it was kind of, I think it was to do with appointments. Appointments to the bigger games, or not the bigger games, the games that go on showgrounds at Rovers under 19s. But as far as I'm aware, I think if the branch felt they need to go on strike, they must have felt that was the best course of action. Or not, I don't know if you call it a strike, but like, you know, they just said,
we march playing nine by the big cooling tower. They have the plan,
but we have the power.
At least it's best moment of The Simpsons, that song, I think. But look, obviously, if they, like, you know, I think if they felt like they needed a strike, they must have felt like they needed to do it. And it's a pity because whatever about junior football, you know, we've obviously had a shit 18 months between.
Yeah, well, that's why it's disappointing, isn't it?
But kids football as well. All kids football was off last week, you know.
Yeah.
So as
hard to explain that to kids.
I don't know how you would explain to kids. You know, you haven't played for 18 months there, but now you can't play again. As far as I'm aware, I think there's been a breakthrough.
Right.
It looks like games are going to go ahead this weekend. I'd hope that's the same for the kids. So
they got their dental plan.
They got their dental plan. Look, I don't know who's right or wrong in it. I'm not even going to get into
it. You just want to get on the pitch.
Just want to play. It doesn't make any difference to us what happens.
Is it only St. John's who played? Were they the only team away?
St. John's were away. So it was Junior Cup again last weekend. But they were away in Dunmore and they lost 2-1 actually. And that was the first round of Junior Cup.
I seen you on Twitter. They were on the way.
That's mainly what it's about. Anyway, apparently there was a few refereeing issues down there, judging by their Twitter account as well.
All right.
So, they're doing. But as far as I'm aware now, it looks like there should be games going ahead this weekend.
And it's cup action again.
It's cup action. Junior cup action again. Do you want me to run through the fixtures for you?
Yeah.
At the minute, all these games are. I think all the it's only local involved teams at the minute. So all games are at Sunday at 11. As far as I'm aware, so Arrow Harps and MCR. So that's Premier Division against Super League.
Yeah. Thinking about this one for a while as well now. I'm going to go MCR to travel up and win 3-1.
Sorry, did I call Arrow Harps Premier League during the Super League?
Well, then changes my story.
My bad. That'll be on their locker room when they come to us. Then Cartron United, home to Kilglass and Enniscrone.
You're going to put a show on in McSharry, I believe.
Do you reckon?
6-0.
Interesting. Then Colliery Bows at home to Carbery, so that's top of the Premier Division against top of the Super League.
Could be a war of attrition out there.
Be a good game out there, I'd say. Yeah.
Carbery still come through. I know Griffin was playing anyways, so the Gaelic was on top of him. But they could have got a few more boys back, would they?
They've now 2 weeks of that relegation final.
Oh, sorry, jeez, I forgot that. 3-0 Carbery.
3-0 Carbery. Then we have Killarney United at home, Premier Division, Killarney United at home to Super League Rail Tubber.
Men against boys there, I'd say that the status of a Super League team coming to Killarney will... Should see Real Tubber over the line at 1-0 to Real Tubber.
Okay, and then so Manor Rangers then are at home to Moore United. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't done my research here. Moore United. From Roscommon.
Oh, from Roscommon.
Yeah.
Moore United, you said, Roscommon lads.
Yeah, you know them.
They play in Hubert Darcy Park up there in Roscommon. But it's in the Bee Park.
The
Manor boys be buzzing in the Bee, so I'll go 2-0.
Yeah, I'd say Manon have a stronger squad now with the Gaelic lads being knocked out than
they
had previously. So, yeah, that's about it.
That's it, really. So, hope to get back in the pitches with.
Hope to be back in the pitches, yeah. As far as I'm aware, so we'll have Junior Cup this week and we will be back to local league action the week after.
Yep, that's good. Thanks for that, Ronan.
No problem.
Come back with a little bit of a wrap up. Okay, lads, just the last few bits to wrap up. Reminder about our live show.
Very exciting. Tickets on sale when?
Tickets on sale tomorrow morning. I'm not sure, is it 9 a.m. or 11 a.m.?
There'll be queues outside. Where does that
tickets at? The record room.
The place in, remember the place used in Tesco? Star Music. Ticketmaster.
There's something about that bookshop now, isn't
it? I camped out for Westlife one time.
I seen a tent outside there and I was wondering what it was about, but it's obviously for our show, right?
Homeless person.
On sale tomorrow from Eventbrite. We'll share the link. Online tickets only. That's the only way you can buy tickets.
That's the only way you can get into it, Jeff. Yeah.
And you're actually putting the guest list down the way it works, so we'll know who's coming.
We know who's coming, yeah.
And who won't be coming.
Don't be using fake names.
No. So that's something to look forward to. Ross, our fantasy league is still going strong.
It is, yeah.
Fantasy football league.
For some more than others.
Yes.
Yeah, for some more than others. So some impressive performances there. I'll just read through the from five down to the top. So
you're going from five up the way?
Five up the way,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
In fifth, the Sticky Bandits, Liam Quinn, on 426 points. Fourth place, Dyer, Another Day, Dominic Story, 432 points.
Wow.
El Celtic, Clashio, 12, Leonard Gunning, 436.
Impressive.
And we've two brothers in the second and first position.
Oh.
Matt the Trashers, Matt Mulvaney, 439 points. Bet by his elder brother, Ted Mulvaney, Mulchester United, 458 points at the top of the Sligo Way League.
Look at the Ted team there. He must be doing well in the world. Like.
What's his team now,
But I'll go into the team quickly and have a look.
What's it, 468 points?
458.
That seems like a lot.
After 5 weeks, just.
Yeah.
That's only five rounds, hasn't there been?
Who's he got here now? Hold on, it's loading up.
Averaging the 90, more than 90, I guess. I
unfortunately, just while this is loading up there, the Slagoj pod is second from bottom.
Nah, for fuck's sake.
What's a Ted high? Antonio, Lukaku, Rafinha, Gray, Salah, Sar. Sar's buzzing actually for the
second from bottom, yeah.
The Hornets.
Yeah. Alonso, Samido, Alexander.
Who's bottom?
Trent Alexander, Luke Shaw. Who is bottom?
Sorry, where's Ted in the world, Eric Ross?
In the world?
Yeah.
Do I find that?
100,000.
I can't
should
find
say,
it.
That's yet. Okay.
Say it, anyways, we'll go down to the bottom end here. Après Podolski, Shane Gray.
Bottom.
It's bottom. 79th.
There's a prize for fucking bottom. He's playing the long game.
We've caught a second from bottom, so we're not. We can't count.
We'll get that cash.
We'll take that prize home.
Yeah, we've Eamon McDonough, 258 points, and Barry O'Mahony just sitting above him there, 277.
Is there any good names in it, actually?
Team names. Hyung Ming daughter, Colin Feeney. goals allowed, Gary Cawley, yeah. Florentina Turner, I like that one. what has we got there now? I'll just see FC JQ Mains 05 is there as well, 47th. I think that's the best of the good names now.
That's
really
a good one, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
And there was a bit of controversy in the Cordoner Shoes SSL today.
What happened? I heard.
I think so. I just was notified that Cara McPadden randomly subbed in Gylfi Sigurdsson this week.
Gylfi's under investigation for sex.
So whatever he thought he was going to bring it to.
Yeah. It's both strategy.
And straight from Her Majesty's prison. He's so, Mendy left back, does he?
Yeah, just for the team following.
That's it, yeah. That's a bit of love to the Sligo Way League boys.
Okay, that's us.
Dunsers.
Yeah, we'll be back soon.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully before the final or whatever.
No, we'll be back. We'll be back later next Wednesday or something. That'll be about 10 days. So, yeah, we'll be back next
week. Yeah, alrighty. Done.
I'm going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the final second. The whistle is gone. And Sligo Rovers at your back. By the riverside,
well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Gary Bright and Bright is playing out over the gate. Oh, he's a piece of cotton.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In the bookie shop, I done.